and it came from the feet of Krishna. Srimati Radhika here taken the feet of Krishna here, and then it came to the grass, and there Osh Bindu,
dew,
not sweat, but
yes, the dew, early morning dew,
wetted that kumkum, and it was on grass, and Punindi Kanya came and took all these dust and parag, kumkum, which are like a
paste,
and took upon his mouth and everywhere, and gave up her pap from heart. But actually this was from Radhika, here also. This parag, patavas, are the same thing, churna, patavas, like a rose or kamal, lotus, parag, dust, like kumkum, kashmir, and other things, which Srimati Radhika, or all gopis, keeps these things. So it was like a alankar of Tulasi. And now she is so much proud. That parag of Radhika mixing with Krishna came in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, and it came for my
head. To decorate my head.
My head. And she was so. But at the same time, when he began to see it, where it is or not, he came in Bahia and began to belong like so. So now he is seeing, telling, that Swapne Api King Sumukhi, O Sumukhi, O Swadhin Bhatrika Devi, you are so cheerful. So I think that you will be merciful to me. I know that I am so wretched, I am so deenhin,
fallen.
So I cannot have in direct sakshat, direct stage, sakshat, sambhog, milan, meeting sakshat, in swapna and in spurti. Spurti means no Krishna, no nothing, but yet there is spurti when it is in very, very separation, the pralam, that Krishna has come, I am talking with him, he is joking with me, he is doing bilas with me. But at once, when it goes away, that is spurti, then she becomes to lament. This is called spurti. In this sambhog is sankirna. Sankirna means very little. And in swapna, something more. Not like spurti, more than spurti. And in direct meeting, samvardhaman, sambhog. Better kind of sambhu comes. Here he is telling, she is telling, that I am not qualified that in spurti it will come. Because spurti comes in higher stages of bhakti, sadhak bhakti. But I am not like so. So, can you be so much pleased to give a dream, and in dream, swapna, will you keep your that lotus feet that, having that parag of Srimati Radha, of you, in Krishna, and from Krishna it came to your feet, and that feet should be kept on my head, so that my head will be Uttamanga. If you, this thing, this parag is not I am getting, my this head is but bogus, no use. As Gopis tells that anyone's eyes are sarthak,
successful.
If anyone can see Krishna Mukharvinda, laughing something, something,
smiling,
playing on flute, eyes towards any seeking, crooked, and this is also crooked. Everything is crooked, and she sings, especially back behind of Baladev. Baladev is so far away, and he is going with so many cows and friends. And see, he is watching towards Krishna, seeing towards Radhika and Gopis. Gopis are looking crooked towards Krishna. More than this, if Radha and Krishna are together, seeing each other, if anyone see Krishna and Radha both at a time, these eyes are successful. In like manner, anyone's head is bogus. If Radhika's this parag does not come here, so what to do? A loss. And she is weeping and rolling. Oh Devi, you are Sumukhi. Your husband is in, husband not, your Piyatam is in your control. Now you can give anything. So I am praying for this, that you should give me, so that my head will be Mama Sartha Nama, Kada Mama Sartha Nama. It has meaning that my head will be sartha. Sartha means
successful.
If we take explanation that having this, my head will be Uttamanga. Uttamanga?
The highest part of the body.
Body. And then my name, Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, will be Sarthak. How? Because my name is Rati Manjari. Rati means Bilas. So many kinds of Bilas, Rati. Not here, first class of Bhav. Anurag and all after that. Bhav, Mahabhav, that is Rati. So my this name, when Radhika is Rati towards Krishna, is called Rati here. So that my name, mane Rati, Manjari means Manjari, mane Shobha of Rati, of Radhika Rati. So my name will be Sarthak. Otherwise name is so, this should be added first. And then, this is all right.
Or as you said that the dream is higher than his 40. And yet, on the other hand, you're saying that I'm not qualified for 40, but to see the dream.
When I was telling, I thought that you may have this question. But here he is telling as an ordinary thing. It is for the Siddha, three categories. First is 40, then
Sapna.
And then
Shakshat.
But in Sadhaka stage, we cannot have a Sphurti at first. We see that so many persons are dreaming that Krishna or Vrindavan or Gurudev or it can come easily. The Sphurti can come when we are deeply
in separation
deeply. क्या कहते हैं तदात्मा बट तदात्मा इज नॉट सो इजी थिंग सो हियर आई एम आई टोल्ड लाइक इन दिस मूड सारे साधक जी ड्रीम में कम इन एंड देन
कैन तदात्मा कम बिफोर बाब और डज इट कम एट बाब
तदात्मा
Does it come before God?
In Tadatma, Sphurti comes.
In Bhavavastha.
A sadhak having all these things, bhav, then Sphurti can come. And in Swapna also. I have told that It has been told that in Ujjalinmani that in Swapna four kinds of meetings can be come. In Sphurti, in Swapna and in direct meeting. All kinds of Sankirna Sambhog, Sankshipta Samrdha Sambhog, and Pakichad jo badhta jata hai, Samrdhaman Sambhog, four kinds of makeup. In also Sphurti, in also dream, in also that. It depends on sadhak or siddha, sixth mood. Thus, today, can you see? I heard that it has come so beautifully.
He did not finish.
Finished.
But there's more to read.
Then, you have to cut something. What?
So,
So the red lac was mixed with the kumkum from the heart of Krishna, which had come from Srimati Radhika. So this reddish thing, kumkum, mixed with the red lac was on the head of Krishna. And this color...
Head of Krishna?
Yeah.
Cut it. I've explained like this in other slokas. It may be there, but it has come from here, of Krishna. Krishna has taken it here, also
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
But here, no need.
Okay.
Because I'm here explaining that Parag came in feet of Radhika and from there to Rati Manjari's head.
Yeah. But you mentioned it, that the kumkum came from the heart of Krishna, which came from Srimati Radhika.
At first it was in Radhika, as I told.
So if we change it, instead of head it should be heart.
Hmm.
make a correction and then.
And this color, when Radhika kicked Tulsi Manjari, came as a stamp on her forehead. Tulsi Manjari looked in the mirror, but at once he came in sense and he was loudly weeping. It is very rare for Krishna, and what to speak of others like Brahma, Shuka, Narada, and all to have this thing. And at that time I got this reddish stamp from Srimati Radhika on my forehead. Now he is lamenting and remembering. Oh Sumukhi, oh Sundari, beautiful lady, which has attracted Krishna to serve her.
That explanation should be given and this will be cut out. Otherwise it will be two times repetition. Anything should not become in repetition.
Oh Sumukhi, what can I tell you? How beautiful you are. I'm praying that what you speak of directly, in dream I want that too. And if I will have occasion to have that reddish thing from your feet on my head, then my head will be Uttamanga, the top part of my body. So her head is only going to be Uttamanga if Srimati Radhika will give some color from her feet there. Only then it will be Uttamanga and meaningful.
I have told also a second meaning. Not remembering?
Yes. Two. Now when he has come down from his internal consciousness, he has stopped seeing this pastime and he is now lamenting, rolling on the bank of Radhakrishna, saying, O Sumukhi, swapne api, what to speak of directly, even in dream I want that you keep your lotus feet on my head and put this red thing on my head. Charanam bujata, your lotus feet, rajata parada natavasa, the dust particles, pollen of lotus in parada. So her lotus feet is lotus, and parada means the red lap. Vibhushanena, it will be my decoration. Sobham, and it will be so much beautiful. Parama chitaram, extremely. Aho radhike, vibhrad bhavishyati tada mama sarkamama. Having this ornament that is parada, I will think that my head is now sarkamama, meaningful, and it will be uttamanga. Otherwise, it is not uttamanga.
Very good. But now compiling both,
yes,
and
I'm
make
to
a very
all these things.
Shanti does the initial, and then Maharaj suggests that Awana, who's coming here, who has edited Premananda's book. But if you have another idea, you can
do it. Requires a good idea.
It has been finished?
Some more. Only questions and answers.
All of them. Very good.
Maharaj, you always speak about bhajan and we repeat, but what is the exact definition of bhajan?
I don't know. Always to like these things. Remembering no worldly things, always remembering all these things, weeping, heart melting. Seeing anything, I am seeing Tulasi and at once I will remember Vrindavan. A flower here, at once I should remember the flowers of Vrindavan. Krishna and Srimati Radhika is taking them, making them garlands and giving them each other. If I will see water, I will at once remind the water of Jamuna. And then Krishna and all gopis are what doing? Playing there. So many things. always. What is the time now? What Krishna is doing? What Krishna pastimes is going on? Where is Krishna? What he is doing? All this, no management, nothing, no hearing, no worldly this, no sense of body. Where I am, what I am, nothing. Only this. This is bhajan like Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath pade rahu mor aash, prarthana kare sada.
Oh, beautiful one.
Beautiful?
Beautiful one.
One.
Is Kalyani. Oh, beautiful one. When will the sound of your ankle bells, sprinkling drops from an ocean of nectar, cure my deafness?
That is. No explanation, nothing. Should I speak in Hindi? But English, how can I speak?
Every other time you speak in English.
Hmm?
You are writing many books in English.
You are doing all this. I am speaking Hindi and you are doing it. I am speaking and he is coloring. She is coloring. The mood is so what? Grave.
Deep.
Deep. Last slok. He prayed Srimati Radhika that I'm so wretched, I'm so dingy. I cannot serve you bodily, sakshat means
direct.
So I pray you that in Sphuti or in Swapna, dream, I may serve you. What service? For service.
During the good life.
But my best ang, parts of the body is head. If your charan lotus feet dust like parag, from your lotus feet, my head should have that, will be decorated by that parag. So in my sleep, in my dream, if it comes, even in dream, then I will think that my head is successful, have my head. And it came from a sphurti. and Sruti I have told. Now he was running, when it gone, this mood went on, then he is praying this thing, that the dust of lotus feet of Srimati Radhika should come on my head. And for this he was weeping and rolling on the bank of Radha Kund. It went on some time. After that, he heard something. He heard the sounds of Hansa, Hansa, you know,
Swan,
swimming in the Radha Kund. And they were singing in their voice, and it seems that the sound of ankle belt. Kalkal roar of they are doing. And he at once became astonished, Ascharya Janam, that what he is hearing. And his mood was changed at once. And he again went in Sphurti and saw that Ras was going left and left of gopis are dancing with Krishna. Radha and Krishna are dancing in the middle. So fast. Krishna was playing on flute. So sweet melody of flute. Srimati Radhika with other gopis dancing. They have anklet in their feet. Angreji to thoda nahi samajhte. Jao. So, Srimati Radhika was dancing in so sweet mood that at the time of dancing, ankle was also
ringing.
Sometimes it seemed that Srimati Radhika was twisted means
bent
and in two pieces. Here, like this, and the sound of Uncle Bell and the melody of that sweet flute were the same melody. It made Srimati Radhika dance so sweet and to sing, and also to Krishna so sweet, and that sound of Bansi, she was dancing and anklet were twinkling, and upon the sweet voice of anklet's sound, Krishna was playing on the flute. They were so happy. Rupa Goswami has told somewhat anywhere about this. Srimad Bhagavat also. This. No, the Bansi has been Puruna Pulinda Urga Kastriya Kalpadayata Benu Gita. Benu Gita Sammohita Archarita Nachalin Kaihatra Lokyam Ashpandana Gatimatang Lokasna. Saubhagamadam Kasyam Kalpatayat Venu Gita Sammohita Archaritana Chalet Sai Lokyam Venu Gita Sammohita Archaritana Chalet Sai Lokyam Tailok Saubhagam Idancha Nirukcharupam Jadgo Drij Dhruma Murga Ulakanna Vibran. Kastriyang te kalpadayat. Here gopis are telling to Krishna. Then Krishna told that swagat to you. Welcome to you. You have come comfortably here. What should I do for you? Now you have seen me, now you should return. And the duties of a chaste wife to serve her husband in any way, whether he is rich or poor, he is lame or anything, he should be served by his wife. Otherwise, to leave her husband and to go to another person, by this, it is very sinful act for that lady. In this world and also in other world. So he should return. And he gave so many instances and so many tarkijukti.
Logic.
Then gopis are replying to Krishna that by giving this instruction to us, you are our guru, and guru should be served first than anyone. And if guru is not taking service, means seva, then it is fault of guru. He should take, because you are God, you have told, and you are giving instruction to us, and you have told that je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajamya. So you should also, we are serving you, you should also serve us. Otherwise, you will have to be in fault. Also, you have told, sarvadharmana pratyajyamam ekam saranam praja. So we are, by giving up all these dharms, we have come to you. So you should
reciprocate.
Otherwise,
you're going against your own words.
So, हम लोगों को ग्रहण करें,
एक्सेप्ट
अस एंड एक्सेप्ट अवर सर्विसेज. But if you are denying this, then we are bound to tell you that it is your fault that we have come here. You have called us by your sweet melody and by your sweet words and sweet face. Why you have showed your so most beautiful
face,
more sweet and more saundarjasali, beautiful than Narayan and all others, Ram. And you are playing on flute and coming so beautiful. Beautiful
sound
with avaroha and aroha,
descending
and
ascending,
with so karuna swar. So we came like deers hearing any sweet voice. So you have called us, and when we came, we saw your this face, beautiful face. Now you are going telling that you should return. How we can return? You have taken our heart by your beautiful face and beautiful sweet melody of your Venu. We cannot go. What to tell? We are gopi. Your same Gotra.
Family.
We are right on this. But we see that in whole world anyone cannot stand on their dharma. We will see your face, beautiful face, and hear this melody, beautiful sweet melody of your flute. If who mean all kinds of animal having four legs, in this go means cows, hiran means
deer.
Or even calves, bulls, so many animals. But in this, prominent is cows, or cows, calves, and all these things. Go. Dija. Dija means birds who have two feathers, having two feathers. And Dhruma, trees, creepers, bamboo, and all other things. Mriga,
animals
again. In this, deers. Ulkanna Vipram, they live their swabhav. Nature, and their nature becomes opposite. Go, it runs and go, walk, but it becomes
stung.
They cannot move. They do like this.
Their ears become cups.
Like, and a stone they become a stand.
their grasses in their mouth.
Mouth. That's what I was telling.
Bija. They fly. But they become like a stone. No movement. Eyes shut up. The ears hearing sounds only. Truma, sthava, no moving, but they became like moving. Their branches came down and they became pulakita. Pulakit means flowers
blooming.
And asru, tears coming from trees, madhudhara, honey. As if they are moving and they are weeping and they are have pulak and all these things. Mriga, they see a person and they, by fear they fly away, they run away. But here, they came to Krishna with their wives, Mriga. Their wives were forward and husband, Krishna-sar. Following that, their wives, both are singing towards Krishna and hearing the so melody tune of Veena, Venu. And by their eyes they are offering their hearts in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Mulakanda Bibran, Bibran means Romancha, Pulak Romancha, Asu, all these things. So they have
reversed.